Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I am Lee Cantor, and I am joined in the studio with Mr. Stone Payton.
Good morning, sir. So this is going to be a fun segment. This is another special segment, Atlanta Workplace Learning Radio. I know you've been working hard this week. The week started with the TechCrunch remote.
Yes, until the wee hours.
But it's going to end on a up note, too, because I know you're getting fired up. Saturday, we get our green room all staged out.
I'm excited for you to put that together.
You going to move all the furniture out?
We're negotiating. That's so, a negotiation.
Now that's going to be really cool, though, because instead of the guests having to sit out in the lobby, they can come back, they can chill out, have a beer, glass of wine. We'll get them loosened up before they get on air. And then
so
we can,
some of them get nervous.
Yes, sometimes.
You notice that?
A little bit of nerves, but not with this crowd. We have a veteran crowd here. We have the crack staff behind this conference that's going on. Let's see. I know
the Atlanta Conference and Exposition.
That's exactly what I was about to
episode
say.
Episode of this show that we're doing.
Exactly. And so we have three folks in the studio, and at least two of them are veterans. We have Sarah Gilbert back from Me Learning. Welcome back to the show, Sarah.
Thanks.
So what's going on with Me Learning? What you busy since we talked to you last?
Oh, my goodness. Unbelievably busy. I love staying busy, but, you know, just a lot of stuff with mobile lately. That is just crazy. I mean, even people that aren't paying me are calling me for advice. So it's really blown up. E-learning and mobile learning is huge right now.
Why is that? Is it just because the marketers are doing such a great job of getting the devices out there, or is it really a better way to connect and create these days?
It's because everybody has a mobile phone and or a tablet or a computer, and that's how they prefer to learn. They don't want to sit in a classroom anymore for an hour. They'd rather go online and get it themselves.
So they must all have good eyesight.
Or they just blow it up really big.
Lee tried to watch Wimbledon last week on his phone. It was ugly.
You couldn't see the ball. I mean, I didn't get it.
Yeah, well, that's why you got the tablets.
The tablet,
and now the tablets are huge.
Yeah, right.
And now they're starting to look like laptops again.
You're carrying a laptop again. Yeah.
So, and you can't just take good, solid, regular e-learning or classroom learning and just throw it on a mobile device. You got to have somebody like a Sarah and Me Learning to get in there and help you build that properly, right?
That's right, because, I mean, you're not going to sit down and take a long course. And really, I mean, you shouldn't have a long course on a computer either. You shouldn't be sitting in front of a screen taking long lessons, no matter how you take it. It should be small on-demand information. So,
like what's the length of a chunk for mobile that works well?
I would not have anything on mobile more than 5 minutes is really long. So, I mean, most of your learning chunks should be like around 2 to 3 minutes, mm-hmm. I think.
So it's kind of in and out, and you move on to the next segment. So it's a lot of segments, but shorter.
Right. I mean, think of a YouTube video. How long are you going to watch a YouTube video? That's right. About your timing for it.
Well, I don't know. Those cats are kind of the dancing baby. I'd watch that
for hours.
You watch it over and over again.
That's my screensaver.
Yeah, that's what my training's like. You just want to see it over and over again.
Well, you make a fantastic point, and I would suspect that if you have more traditional classroom training, you might use mobile to supplement that to reinforce, train, coach, and guide behind that. Yeah?
That's right. I mean, I would never suggest to get rid of classroom training entirely to replace it with any kind of mobile or electronic learning. That doesn't make sense because some training lends itself better to classroom anyway. But, you know, to have that option to be able to deploy information in lots of different ways, I just think that that's crucial. I mean, you can't not have that anymore.
So how does it work when a company engages you or is entertaining the idea of engaging you? Do you sit down and consult with them and do some sort of needs assessment?
Oh, yeah. I ask a million questions.
Yeah?
And that list keeps building every time.
Does
that
happen all over the phone?
A lot of the time it does. I do a lot of Skype meetings too, online meetings.
Yeah.
Just because it's more convenient. A lot of people are just, they're so much more used to being able to connect, virtually. It doesn't make sense anymore to go and sit and have coffee as much as it used to. But, you don't completely eliminate that, but it's pretty simple. I mean, I have a ton of questions that I would go through that consultation process. I mean, there are things that people, they're like, we want mobile learning. And then a lot of times you find out that's really not what you need at all. But I mean, it just depends on the situation.
That's just what they knew to ask for because they saw an article in Sky Magazine.
Exactly. Yeah. I saw this thing that they were doing the other day with the cats on YouTube. That was really cool. Can we do that? Yeah. So,
so some other folks in the studio, we have with us Todd Wilmore. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
So you into any of this mobile stuff or you got your own path?
Well, I'm just sure glad that Sarah doesn't want to get rid of traditional classrooms because that's what I do a lot of.
You do a lot of stand-up work, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm an adjunct faculty for a couple of colleges, Central Michigan University and St. Leo University. And we do a lot of traditional training, mainly for adult students. So our formats are a little bit different than what you think of as far as a college campus goes. But we do use some of your e-learning ideas in our. We incorporate that into our training.
So, are your students in front of you physically, or are they online?
Sometimes they're in front of me. Sometimes they're online. Sometimes we do a hybrid. Sometimes we do the Skype type of a format where it's a face-to-face video. Do a lot of compressed formats. I'll be in Fayetteville for a week, doing a class 8 hours a day for 5 days. That's an entire semester.
Wow.
Yeah, and then I'll be in California and San Diego doing a weekend format. We go out every other weekend, and I teach them out there, and that's a Friday night, Saturday format. And in between that, I'll be online working with my online class.
These folks work a lot harder, a lot longer than I anticipated.
I know, so we can
much more than I anticipated.
cross that out per career path.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. So learning, you've seen it change over the years, I suspect, yeah?
And, heavens, yes.
For the most part, for the better, or there's some things that you'd like to undo?
Are people getting smarter or dumber?
That's a loaded question, isn't it? I hope
my students
aren't listening.
Clients.
I think they have more ability, more capability. They try to do more. They have access to more, and that goes back to Sarah's point about e-learning. They have more access to learning in a real-time basis. It's incredible what you can learn online for free.
Right.
You can take an entire college program for free. You can listen to great lectures for free online and through e-learning, and that is a great breakthrough. For a lot of people that they used to have to come and sit through my boring lectures for hours.
You can get a Todd Wilmore lecture for free?
We can do that too. We're working on that.
No, Lee's all over this site. Lee's been going to Harvard for like
MIT and Stanford.
And Stanford. Right. You're all over this idea, right?
Yeah. It's going to be interesting how it shakes everything out. But like you were saying, that there's so much available at no charge. I mean, they're going to have to charge at some point, but it's going to be less expensive than it is now.
Well, Stanford started charging for some of their, or Cornell it was, they had some clips you could watch, but now they charge for them because they figured it out.
Right.
You can charge $1.99 like.
And rather get that
iTunes.
Than nothing. Right.
But there are some great sites. Stanford's one that I use a lot, and I use their clips because they're a minute and a half, 2.5
right.
minutes, and I use those online and in classes so it breaks things up so it's not just me all the time.
Right.
When Lee first shared this idea with me and told me about this, my vision was a science class. And so you're watching the guy on Skype, and he's saying, pour the green liquid into the yellow liquid, and you're at home, and stuff's blowing up. And so I suspect some topics are better suited for that.
Actually, there is a guy called Khan Academy, and he actually does teach some of these science things where you can have kids blowing up their bedrooms.
That's a reality show right there in the making, no question about it. So to compliment our panel, this morning, we have a unique pleasure, a young lady who is in the studio all the time and bringing us some of the best guests.
It's the D.B. Cooper of learning.
Exactly.
She's here, but she's not here. Like you've heard, it's a myth,
right.
Really.
But it's the microphone debut for Miss Leanne Langford. Welcome to the show, Miss Leanne.
Thank you.
That's her voice.
I really appreciate the young lady comment, too. That was my favorite.
That's straight from charm school.
Yes, and, that's very nice.
You learn things like that when you grow up on 8 Mile Creek Road in Northwest Florida. So give us a little bit of overview, if you will. And I'll start with you, Sarah, but I want to get input from everybody on this conference. This is a big deal, right?
Yeah, we are super excited about this conference. This is the ACE conference. We have it every year. It's the Atlanta Conference and Expo for ASTD. It's everything training and development, and it's an amazing opportunity because it's only a half-day conference, and the registration fee is super cheap. So you're getting a tremendous value, and you don't have to pay for a hotel room and a flight somewhere, you know, and take a ton of time out of your schedule to be able to get some great learning opportunities. So I've been a part of this in the chapter for a couple of years now. I'm super excited about it.
And you guys are going to be speaking at this thing? You're going to speak? You're going to teach a class or a concurrent session? Or what's happening?
Yes. So I have a breakout session. And my session is actually on what I do. So it's on it's on blended learning and the virtual classroom. And so I'm going to be talking a lot about how different organizations, whether you are just on your own or you have a small budget or you have a huge organization, how to use existing tools that you may already be using in your organization, or give you options that are free or very inexpensive to be able to transfer your content onto an online format. So be able to use those virtual tools.
Well, I would think that would be incredibly valuable for all kinds of companies, all kinds of populations. But there's an immediate application for what we do here because we have internal staff, and most of them are virtual. You know, we don't have like a separate office. We have the studios all over town. And then we have, in our situation, we have clients who are hosting their own niche shows. And there's a little bit of face-to-face training, but there's so much that they should be accessing virtually. That would be incredibly valuable, I would think.
Right. I mean, the cloud-based tools are huge right now. And so that's a big part of my session, are what are the different cloud-based applications? When I talk about the cloud, that just means something like Google Docs, or which is now Google Drive, and Dropbox, and that type of thing, so that you have that backup. I mean, every company now has some sort of cloud backup.
You know, these two companies now have to write us a check. But just keep
every
going.
Every time you mention it, we get
$37 Signals. I'd like to have them as a sponsor. Just keep going. You're doing great. But no, these are fantastic tools, aren't they?
Right. Well, I mean, those are just examples of free tools. Of course, you can pay extra and, you know, have more storage or whatever. But the point is that there are so many tools that are out there that don't cost anything that make your life so much easier. And especially when you're trying to have a virtual classroom environment, you want to be able to have those tools so that it can support. I mean, you have to have an infrastructure for it. You can't just say, okay, I want to teach virtual. I mean, you have to have something to support that. And so having those cloud-based tools, having the solutions to be able to do, you know, webinar-type sessions, a lot of the companies, they already have a lot of these tools. They don't know, you know, what's the best strategy to be able to put those in place. And so that's what I'm going to be talking about in my session, is how can you strategically go through all these different steps that you would need to be able to support, build and support that virtual classroom.
And we love the free stuff.
Todd's big on free. But you were nodding your head a lot, so you must be a real advocate of this.
Oh, absolutely. She mentioned everything that I use. I live and die with that one thing that she talked about. Dropbox.
I was only kidding. Mention it all you want.
Yeah, I use it all the time. Because I travel all the time.
Right.
You know, it's the problem with carrying a laptop or carrying a flash drive. You don't know what's going to happen. So no matter where I go, I know that I have access to all my files, all my slides, all my information, all my clips that I need through Dropbox or Google Drive. And it has come in handy. I've had to use it more than once.
So will you be standing next to her in the session and just nodding your head, or are you going
to
be your own
session? I'll be in a front row listening to her and listening for all that free stuff.
But you're doing a session too, right?
That's right. I'm doing a session.
And what's your subject?
Well, I like to do presentations, and I like to see people do good presentations. I know a poor presenter or a poorly developed e-learning presentation, whatever the format of delivery is, if it's not well done, then you just spend a lot of time for nothing, and the students don't like it. So that's what I'm going to be talking about.
So you're going to go to each session and judge each person?
Yes. I'm going to be rating them. I'll be in the back of the room with a number. Red card. It's like the Olympics.
That's good.
I wonder which is the more difficult student, though, the corporate student or the college student? Or is it just different?
Oh, the college student is the most difficult. Corporate students have some idea why they're there.
Right.
The lack of a why is a problem?
The college students think, I'm paying for this, so give me my degree and... A lot of college students have that attitude.
So, Leon, can you give us some logistic details on this event and maybe share with us some of the key sponsors that are helping make this possible, if you could?
Okay. Well, the conference is on August 20th. We have a pre-conference that goes on from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m., and that's separate from the conference, but you can have...
Real close to that mic there, Leon.
Sorry,
don't be afraid. I know you're...
I'm used to my other seat across the room. So you can sign up for these three separate conferences in the morning with big speakers like Jane Bozarth, who's a huge speaker in our industry, Diane Darling, or David Nelson, and come in and learn some really in-depth work. Then we have our opening keynote for the actual session is going to be happening at 12:45, and that's going to be Jane Bozarth for the general public of the conference. Then we have our breakouts going from 1:30 to 4:15. And after that is our closing keynote with none other than Elliot Macy, who's a huge speaker in our industry.
That's a big name. Yeah.
It is a big name. We're very excited about that. Then we follow that up with hors d'oeuvres and actual drinks, which we hardly ever have at our programs. So that's an exciting one. But we have a lot of great sponsors coming to help us with this program. We have some our gold sponsors, which are the big daddies that are paying the big money. Ashford University, EBSCOhost, Acima, and CED Solutions are our big gold sponsors. And then we have quite a variety of exhibitors, and that list is growing every day, literally. So
And then the gold sponsors, when they're getting involved at this level, what is their objective?
Well, their objective is they work with this community of learning and development, so they want to be, you know, to have good exposure to this community. They want to see what it is, talk to us, find out what we're looking for, and of course they want to talk to us about what it is that they do and what they can provide to us, whether they're talking to consultants and selling to them, or corporate employees who have to buy on large scale. These sponsors are looking for all different types of people.
So we didn't talk about Training Pros, and that's how we got to know you guys. You are, see, it looks like you're full-time on this conference thing, but you're full-time working with Training Pros. Give us a little bit of a background on Training Pros and what you guys do.
Well, thank you. Training Pros is a staffing company that works with learning and development leaders to staff experts in the learning and development field for project needs. You know, when you have a project that just has needs too many people that you don't have on your staff, or you need somebody with an expert, you know, that you don't have that expertise on your staff, you give us a call, and we work with great consultants. Like, for instance, Sarah is one of our great consultants.
Oh, Sarah's in the stable, huh?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Very cool.
So, you know, we have great consultants like that in our stable to work with the L&D people. So, yeah, I'm a relationship manager. I work directly with a handful of clients to help them staff their projects and meet their objectives.
So help me understand why companies are coming to you. Is it because they just don't have that much staff on board anymore, or did they never? Did companies typically just have a kind of a limited staff and they're better served to go outside and get very specific expertise like that?
Well, what I'm seeing a lot of is that they're starting to slim down their staff.
Oh, they are, okay.
You know, and trying to not have...
Because these Sarah folks, they're expensive.
Yes. I mean,
you look, right? You get what you pay for, right?
Yeah, she's expensive, but also you don't always need Sarah on staff.
Right.
You don't need mobile learning initiatives nonstop. So
right.
You might need Sarah for 3 months and then call her back next year. And so that's why they would come to us, is because their needs are changing in terms of how many they need at a time and what expertise.
I've had relationships like that. I'm just saying.
So you're used to that model.
Yeah, the model makes perfect sense to me. Absolutely.
Yeah, the model used to be that you had consulting companies who had training experts like us, like Sarah and myself, on staff too.
Right.
But they had to cover that overhead when they didn't have contracts and they didn't have work. I used to do that for a living. And now it's more independent contractors and freelancers like Sarah and myself, which goes to the value of ASTD and ASTD Atlanta and belonging. Is that if I had not been a member of ASTD as an independent freelancer, I have to go find my own work. But I know that I can go to Leanne and I can sign up with them and get in their stable and take advantage of that opportunity,
right.
Which is something that's really important for people who want to belong to ASTD Atlanta.
And the benefit of that really, too, is that for consultants, I mean, for what I do, you don't want to have someone that's always working for the same company on the same projects. You want someone who's worked with lots of different companies and has had that exposure to different types of learning management systems and different types of support, performance support systems, so that way you can get a better product. So when you're looking for something that's kind of out of the box and something that's different, then that's the type of, you know, you want to go to a consultant or somebody external sometimes just so that you can get that point of view and that experience.
Now, ASTD, it seems that part of its function, like you're saying, is kind of this networking function, but it seems the education function is equally, if not more important to them. Like, that's why they're doing this kind of an event.
That's exactly right. I think that one of the benefits of being part of ASTD is that you are connected to so many different types of people. I mean, just like me, you would have so many different people in different types of jobs and different types of experience so that you can pull from that. I mean, we have a LinkedIn group that is really huge right now. I mean, we have a ton of people on there. I think we're over 1,000. Well, I know that we're over 1,000 now in our group. And, you know, anytime that you have a question, you can reach out to other people in the chapter that have that experience. So it's the purpose of having a professional organization in the first place is to be able to have a pool of people that you can learn from. Because, yeah, I mean, we all volunteer and we want to contribute to the community and to the learning community. But we're also part of this community because we want to get something back and because we want to learn something as well. And so this conference is going to be so incredible for people in our industry in Atlanta to be able to hear somebody like Elliot Macy, which you wouldn't be able to do for $49. As long as you register today, you'll get the early bird discount and be able to attend that conference and take a half day off to do that.
Well, what fascinates me, and AST has such a fabulous reputation for this, is you serve the seasoned trainer, learning executive, every bit as well as you serve the person right out of school, got their first job as a junior trainer in some big company. How do you guys pull that off?
Well, I know there's an example. We have one person yesterday that just joined the communications team as a YouTube videographer, and she's done some freelance.
That's a job that hasn't existed all that long.
Right. I don't think she went to college for that degree.
No. And I mean, she's just finishing up her degree, and she wants to get some experience in social media. And that's how she wants to contribute to the chapter. She doesn't have any real background experience in any of that, but being able to contribute on that level is awesome. But I also have another person on my team that writes HTML. And I mean, he helps develop newsletters and things for us, but he also wants to learn some cross-functional things with social media. So, I mean, there are lots of opportunities in this chapter to be able, it doesn't matter how long you've been in the industry, you're going to learn something, especially with the way that technology is changing. There's no way that you can keep up with everything unless you're involved in some way.
And before we came on air, I think it was you, Todd, you had participated in some small group or something.
Special interest group.
Yeah, talk about the special interest group thing.
When you mentioned how do you offer something to everybody? Well, we have so many different special interest groups, which are for a consultant or for somebody who's interested in technology or for somebody who's new. And so if it doesn't matter if you're an HR or if you're a – the other night we were in the special interest group and we had somebody from the Atlanta Food Bank. We had somebody from a law firm. All these people involved in some kind of training or development or learning, but they come from different industries. And it's difficult to find a bunch of people from a law firm who are working with the training side of your industry and you're going to hang around with them. So ASTD gives you the opportunity to meet people from different industries so you can learn more, get better ideas. And the special interest groups give you a chance to put your foot in the water, so to speak, with find out what people are like without coming to a 200 or 300 person conference and trying to socialize there. These are smaller, 400, 5, or 40 or 50 people. And so it gives you a real good opportunity to socialize. I use that word now. It's not networking. We socialize.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I get tired of that networking.
Well, I think socializing, as you describe it, it beats the heck out of picking up the phone and calling somebody and say, I'd love to come by and tell you how great I am. And
absolutely.
That's not the way to do it anymore, right?
If you take advantage of it. Right. That's a key thing. If people take advantage of it, you can join ASTD Atlanta, you can join ASTD, but if you don't come out to the conference, if you don't participate, put yourself out there, then you're not getting the full benefit of being in the organization. And there is so much that you can gain from being at the conference.
Now, is the conference and the regular meetings, is that something you look forward to every month, or is this something that's like just another to-do on your list?
Oh, I look forward to it. It's an opportunity. It's not just once a month because we have the special interest groups meet at staggered times during the month. You can go with three or four different groups during a month if you wanted to drive around. And even for me, I have to drive 45 minutes to get to where we have the special interest groups sometimes. But I look forward to them because of the new people I meet, because of the new ideas I can learn from. It's not about just giving out business cards and trying to find work. It's about meeting other people and making connections, like making connections with Leanne and Sarah. Which through meeting Sarah and Leanne, I'm able to open up my opportunities and expand.
Once you meet Leanne, it's game over. I'm here to tell you.
Oh, that's right. I'm just, you know.
It's been our experience.
And this has only been a few months. If it hadn't been for ASTD a few months ago, I found out Leanne was working for this program, but that's when I found out what she does. And by going to her website and learning what she does, and I said, oh my gosh, I had no idea she was even around. And now I've got this great opportunity. I can't wait to talk to her after we're done.
If she'll talk to you. She's very busy.
She'd give me a job.
She's going to get me on the radio. There's no end to what she can do for a person.
Yeah, she is incredible.
But no, one thing, in all seriousness, that you see in all three here, and I think probably virtually everyone that has come through, most of whom Leanne has organized from this AASTD organization, is the philosophy you touched on a minute ago, or the mentality, this that you're also there to serve the profession, and you're not just there, slinging out business cards, telling you, just jumping up and down saying, "Look at me," kind of thing. That's how do you attract, or is it must be something you nurture once they're there?
I haven't even handed out a business card hardly. I don't think in months. I mean, I always carry them with me if somebody needs my phone number. Right. But, I mean, I literally have so much work right now. There's no way I could take on additional clients right at this minute. And so, but, I mean.
You know, you just alienated 50% of the entrepreneurs. But, what? Dadgummit.
But seriously, I mean, I want to always cultivate. And, you know, I want people to know who I am. And I want them to be beating down my door. I mean, I want them to want me to do business with them. But at the same time, I mean, you get so many opportunities. You don't have to reach out that much. If you get involved, then people come to you, and it makes that process much, much easier.
And that was your thinking of taking on this project of helping organize the conference, even though you're so busy?
Well, I kind of inherited taking on the conference. It's a lot of work, and I think that one of the things that we were talking about earlier is that, you know, it being a volunteer organization, I'm not getting paid to do this. And so the way that I get the benefit back from that is being, like Todd said, in front of people, different people that, you know, could be my clients in the future. And so being able to speak at this conference and give back puts me in front of those people, and I don't have to come to them and say, here's my card, let me come tell you about what I do, because they've just seen me do what I do for 2 hours, you know, an hour and a half at a conference. And so it gives me the opportunity to be able to show my skills and to give back, but at the same time be able to potentially, you know, generate clients in the future.
That's the ideal environment, right? Because then you can demonstrate your competency with some third-party credibility and just in a totally different context. That beats the heck out of the direct mail piece.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Well, why don't we go around the room to see, like, what are you looking forward to seeing other than your talk? What other talks are you looking forward to kind of checking out?
Well, I can tell you, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Steve Howard, who is the Adobe user group for Atlanta, he heads that up, and he's actually going to be doing the session with me. And so I know a lot of people in the industry use Adobe products, Photoshop, Captivate, that kind of thing.
So you should go.
You should still come, even though that's the case.
Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Yes. But, you know, that is a big part of our session. I'm really looking forward to Todd's session, actually. I think that it's going to be fascinating. I mean, he's talking about presentation skills, but from part of what he's using is theater stage and hypnosis and storytelling.
It's called
tools.
Storytelling and talking fraud.
I think
it's very fascinating. But we also have we have 8 different breakout sessions. I'm looking forward to seeing Jane Bozarth. I think she's always amazing. You know, the learning transfer, making training stick. So having the different tools to be able to have your sticky training, that's a big buzzword right now. And then the virtual classroom, of course, that's something that my session talks about the structure, how to set it up, and the tools that you need, and the strategy behind it. But the session moving to the virtual classroom, a trainer's roadmap to success, that actually talks about from a training perspective to what Todd was speaking to earlier, how do I actually become a virtual trainer? What types of tools and, you know, how can I actually do that from a training perspective? Because it's definitely different training virtually than it is training in front of a classroom of people, because you can't see people nodding their heads and smiling. You just hear silence. So it's a different environment.
But you get to wear pajamas, so it balances out, right?
Exactly. It depends if you're going to be on the webcam or not, I guess. But there's even information about creating a motivational sales training program. We have a sales-based SIG that's pretty popular in the Atlanta area. And so I'm really looking forward to having that as part of our program, too.
How about you, Todd?
Well, I'd like to go to all the sessions, and that's part of the problem when you go to the conference, is that you see all these great sessions that are run concurrently, and you can't go to all of them. It would be nice if we could run 2 or 3 sessions concurrently over 2 or 3 hours the same session, but we can't do that because of the time constraint. One of them is Coffee House Collaboration I want to go to. I thought that was an interesting one. I'm big on collaboration, and we hear that buzzword a lot about let's collaborate, but what does that really mean? And I love going to coffee houses, so that's a real match for me. But I also encourage people, don't go to a session that you know something about, that you're familiar with, that you like. Pick a session that's totally different, totally out of your area, and go in there with an open mind to learn things that are totally unique and different, that you could say, how could I apply that to what I do? So I try to encourage people, don't pick those same old boring sessions.
That's great counsel.
Well, as I always tell people, too, don't sit with your friends.
Yeah, he's got a whole LinkedIn discussion on this as of yesterday. It's really awesome.
Don't sit with your friends. Well, if you go sit with your friends, you all sit in the same place. You all sit together and you all Twitter and tweet and talk and snicker. And
that's what happens to me. If we don't do the networking thing very often. Well, you know, we get to do a lot of networking right here in our own studio, so we're kind of spoiled. But when we go to one, he and I'll go in the corner and have a beer, and
and
wave at somebody that's been on the show. And they,
come on over.
We're horrible networkers. We probably need to go to a class on that.
Yeah, there's so many. I signed up for the pre-conference sessions too, because we have some good pre-conference sessions. What's the one?
Vital Smarts or networking?
Yeah. Vital Smarts. Yeah, I wanted to go see that one. So there's all kinds of opportunities. There's so many different sessions. You can spend the whole day there and just wear yourself out. But they're going to be good. They're going to be entertaining and they're going to be educational.
And is our YouTube videographer going to be documenting any of this?
Yes, she is. This is her first big project, so she's really
excited.
You
didn't want her
in
the room here filming you guys. Do this.
So you'll be able to swing back behind this and do a little bit of eating your own cooking with this, following up with the mobile blended.
Right. I mean, the great part about being part of the conference, hey, show up and be on one of the YouTube
videos. That could be huge.
I mean, we're going to have that out on the YouTube channel. It's going to be tweeted and retweeted everywhere. So, I mean, being part of this conference it just opens you up to a whole new audience.
Yeah, Sarah's really good at that too. My first meeting, general membership meeting, she came up to me and with a camera stuck in my face and said, "Okay, now say something about the conference.
Say something.
Be excited. Say something." I went, "What am I supposed to say?" "We got to, but just keep talking. I'll tell you when to quit."
You did a great job.
So, Leanne, I know that you're going to be busy behind the scenes doing all kind of work, but you're going to try to get in on some of these sessions as well, right? Are there some that you got your eye on?
Well, like Todd, I want to attend them all, but I can't. I really would love to go to that influencer pre-conference workshop by Vital Smarts. It looks really interesting. And I want to go to the Jack Massa's session on drawing a picture, communicating with diagrams. But like you said, I'll most likely end up working the whole day.
So now if somebody wanted to learn more, get in on the early bird, is there a website?
Oh, yeah. So the best way to go to it, if you're listening, then you're going to probably need to write it down. So it's www.astdatlanta.org and then /events, and that will take you to the events page. You can also just go to the main homepage on the website. It's everywhere. If you can get to astdatlanta.org, you will find information about the conference and registration. It'll be pretty easy.
Good stuff. All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton and our Atlanta Workplace Learning Radio special. We will see you all next time.